Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 14 of Above the Nest with Ray Shell, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Ray Shell Prevent, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. I'm recording on Friday, June 18th, but this episode will drop on Saturday, June 19th. Also known as Juneteenth. Juneteenth celebrates the date when African Americans in Texas learned that the Civil War had ended and that they were free from slavery, marking the end of slavery in the United States 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. This Juneteenth is very special because it's officially a federal holiday and the first federal holiday approved since Martin Luther King Jr. Day in 1983. So happy Juneteenth, a day of celebration and also education. And now on to some Eagles news. On last week's episode, I told you guys to be on the lookout for some big news after the Eagles decided to waive the undrafted free agent QB out of Wake Forest who transferred to Georgia. His name is Jamie Newman. I know, you guys, some of you guys were a big fan of him, some of you guys not so much. But after they waived him last week, we all knew that they were going to be in search of their QB3 as they had to go into training camp. But I didn't think it was going to come this quick. Well, on Monday of this week, the Eagles signed quarterback Nick Mullins. So they waived Jamie Newman last week, and on Monday, they signed quarterback Nick Mullins. They wasted absolutely no time. Nick Mullins signed with the 49ers as an undrafted free agent in 2018. In his time as a backup QB for the 49ers, he had 16 starts. Mind you, he appeared in 19 games in his career so far. So in the 19 games that he's appeared in, he started in 16 of them. Not bad, not bad. In his 19 career games, he completed 387 of 600 passes, so that's 64.5%. He had 25 touchdowns and 22 interceptions. Yikes, that's not good. Clearly a weakness of his. 22 interceptions? Okay. BLG reached out to Niners Nation's very own Kyle Posey and asked him several questions about the Eagles' new QB. And here's what Kyle Posey had to say about Nick Mullins, his strengths, and his weaknesses. Quote, Mullins' biggest strengths are playing on time and knowing where to go with the football. He's also a sneaky, good athlete who can occasionally make a play in the pocket with his legs. For a backup QB, Mullins is plenty accurate and can make plays to win for you in a spot start. End quote. And for weaknesses, it says, quote, Mullins has a noodle arm. When he's not playing on time, the field shrinks and defenses know it. There's only so much you can do as a play caller when your QB can't drive the ball outside of the numbers, down the field, or over the middle with velocity. At his size, Mullins seems to get banged up a bit for a QB. He's only 6'1 and 210 pounds. Also something to note, the 26-year-old is recovering from an elbow injury. There were thoughts that the injury was serious enough to require a Tommy John surgery, but he didn't need it. It wasn't necessary. He did undergo a successful elbow surgery in late December 2020, though. So now the Eagles have three QBs on the roster. They have Jalen Hurts, who, of course, I'm hoping, has secured the QB1 spot, but they have not announced it yet, so we really don't know. But I'm going to say Jalen Hurts at QB1. And then we have what is assumed to be Joe Flacco at QB2. And then I'm assuming now our third string, Nick Mullins at QB3. But I think a question we need to ask ourselves is, can Mullins beat out Joe Flacco? Because if so, then he can easily move up to QB2 spot, which leaves Joe Flacco at QB3 spot. But we really don't know. We'll just have to be patient and see how this all plays out. The NFL announced restrictions for unvaccinated players. The NFL and the NFL Players Association have agreed to new protocols for the 2021 season. And the updated protocol significantly loosened restrictions on those players who have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19. So I'm going to read through the list. Fully vaccinated players will no longer be required to submit to daily COVID-19 tests, will not be required to wear masks at team facilities or during travel, will not need to quarantine after being exposed to COVID-19. There are no travel restrictions or limits on movement. The weight room activities will be unrestricted. For players who are fully vaccinated, they may use the team cafeteria with no restrictions. There are no limits on social media, marketing, or promotional opportunities. They may use the team sauna in the steam rooms as normal, and they also may eat with vaccinated family members and friends during team travel. On the other hand, unvaccinated players will be tested daily. They will have to wear their masks at facilities and while traveling. They will need to self-quarantine following exposure. They'll remain under the same travel restrictions as in the 2020 season. They will be required to limit their weight room numbers to 15 individuals. They must socially distance during meals, which means they're not allowed to eat with their teammates. They're not allowed to have social media, marketing, or promotional opportunities. They're not allowed to use the steam rooms or the sauna, and they're required to stay in team hotels for meals. So they're not allowed to eat in restaurants, and they cannot interact with non-team members during travel. The NFL is clearly trying to push and sway unvaccinated players to get vaccinated. I mean, just look at this list, like the list that I just read off to you guys. The restrictions are drastically different for unvaccinated players versus vaccinated players. So it just might have an impact and influence on some of the players and, you know, influence them to get vaccinated. That is going to be all for episode 14 of Above the Nest with Rachel. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on the Apple Podcast feed, and also follow us on all social media. And just thank you again. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and we out!
BGN.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.